Okay, so what's that, how's that first half? Everybody, is it interesting? Everyone is still here? Good, okay.
I've got a couple of cameras.
Yeah?
So I'd like to make sure we cover up.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Some of those donations, type raising type stuff that you add to your website,
yes. Eva
and those.
Yes, I'll bring in that up. That's coming.
And donations.
Yes. Okay. Yep, I'll talk about those. Okay, alright, let's go. So, how to use Web 2.0 for your group or your site or whatever. We're actually going to talk about tools. Okay, one of the things that drives me nuts is these people who are charging you thousands of dollars to do this stuff, okay? Don't let it happen. Don't do it. Don't pay thousands. If you want to give it out to a freelancer, then, you know, you can get a freelancer, but please don't pay thousands for your website or online marketing, okay? It's not necessary. It is free or cheap. You can do it yourself or get one of your volunteers, happy volunteers, to do it, or something, or a freelancer. Okay, so the main thing that's really important about all of this Web 2.0 stuff is what we've talked about so far is your kind of centralized hub, which is your main site. And then all the other sites link to that site. So, and when I say all the other sites, okay, this spoke could be an article you wrote for a magazine that's online. This spoke could be a business card that you've given away. This spoke could be your Twitter account. This spoke could be Facebook. This is YouTube. Can you see? All of these different things all link back to your central hub, and your central hub is where you want people to end up, and that's where you will change people and they'll take action and that type of thing. So all the other things are around it, peripheral. So why we've done these things in this order is you need to figure out your brand, figure out your market, figure out your main site, then start adding in all these spokes, and these spokes are what bring you traffic and the right people. Okay, so this is I do a course for authors which is all about how to bring traffic to their site. So I thought this is just a display from it. There are lots and lots of different ways you can do to bring people to your site. We're going to talk about a few of them, but these are some other ideas. So social networking, Flickr, Twitter, Facebook, you know, MySpace, we'll talk about that. Podcasting, I'm not really going to talk about that, but it's basically audio put out over the internet, and I'm a podcaster, love it, it's a brilliant tool. Article marketing, writing articles for article sites that have your name and information at the bottom, it's actually a pretty good tool. Advertising, I'm not suggesting any of you do advertising, because it costs money, obviously. And if you do, I would do Facebook advertising and not Google advertising. In fact, that's just a thought. You can use advertising, particularly on Facebook is good because it's so targeted. You could actually do a Facebook advert for women in Logan aged over 18 and see, you know, if you did have a particular event that you had a budget for, it might be worth doing. Because it's such a small group, Logan, Brisbane, Australia, won't cost you much money to target. Whereas if you wanted, a keyword, books in New York, America, for me, it would be very expensive. So actually, you might consider advertising. Okay, blogging we're going to talk about. List building with a free product we were just talking about before in the break. If you have a free product on your site, so for example, 10 ways to combat back pain that you have on your site. And when I say ebook, all an ebook is just a PDF, okay? You could probably create a PDF from your computer. Do a Word document, save it as a PDF. Not difficult, okay? Attach it to your site. People can download it in exchange for their email address. There's some tools you can use to do that. Then you're building up a list of targeted people, because people who've downloaded your free ebook for back pain obviously have back pain, so then you can email them with a would you like $10 off your first appointment type of offer, something like that, you know, or start building a relationship with them. Kathy, you know, Sack explained in simple terms, ebook, that's got to get you a lot of people, right? Got to. Okay, and video, and ignore book trailers. Video, we're going to talk about some video as well. So I think video is very exciting. Okay, it should cost you $0 or be very cheap to do this stuff. to actually do it. Now, that's not the learning about it, okay? Everything I do online, it pretty much doesn't cost me much at all because I know how to do it. But I did spend money learning how to do it, okay? So you guys have paid me to come today, so it's costing you a bit of money. But a lot of what you learn is free, okay? And I'll tell you some of the free sites. So I'm at, oh, what is fun, and that's good. Okay, basically, I'm going to give you loads of options, but you've got to decide what is the best use of your time, or not necessarily your time, but the time of your group, or whoever's going to do this, and your resources. So, don't go out of this session and go, I'm going to have a blog, and a podcast, and a video, and I'm going to do articles, and I'm going to do this tomorrow. You're not. That's not going to happen, okay? You've got to choose, and also decide what's fun, okay? I love doing podcasts. I love audio, so I do audio. I do a bit of video, but not much. Whereas your daughter loves video, probably doesn't do podcasting. You know, so you know, choose what you enjoy, but try it because you don't know what you might enjoy as well. I love blogging. I never knew about it before I did it, and now I do it. It's brilliant. Okay. Oh, we love blogging. Kathy, you like blogging too, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you like it?
It's just a way of getting information out there and picking up on the employment rights, and it's a way of making sure people
know about the
information. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So, go back to blogging. What is a blog? A blog is just a website using what's called content management software. So it's basically, it's more regular and very easy to use, and it's not hard, okay? And the word blog sounds like it's something difficult and new, but it's not. It's actually just a different form of software that creates a website that you can update like a Word document. It literally is like a Word document, isn't it, Kathy?
Yes.
You nod, say yes. You don't need to program, you just need to type in English or write it in a Word document, copy it and paste it, and press save, and it's published on the global internet. Okay, blogging is very easy and basic. So I'll explain some of the tools in a minute. Okay, that I just picked up, and again, you'll get these slides. Some blogs from various non-profit agencies on the internet, just so you can see that there's some out there. And we had a look earlier, like that domestic violence was a blog set up. But it's a website, right? It doesn't look any different. It just means that people update it more regularly, and they, instead of it sitting there static, and it's easy to use. Okay, I picked this one. This is a Byron Bay blog. This is a free WordPress blog. I can tell that because basically WordPress, which is one of the software that you can use, WordPress.com is where you can get a free blog, and WordPress.org is where you can get the software to have your own hosted blog. I'm not going to get too techie with you. If you want a techie seminar, I'd have to come back and do like a tech masterclass because I don't want to blow you away with tech, right? But this is a free WordPress.com blog. It's Byron Bay. You can see here, look, January the 30th. That one of the hallmarks of a blog is that there'll be something new regularly. And that means Google loves it, because Google loves new stuff. Okay, so if you have a blog, you need new content. And that gives you more traffic, it gives you more pages. Every single one of these blog pages is another page on the internet. Now, I've got over 310 posts now on my blog. That means I've got over 310 pages of information, of words and pictures that Google can index and people can find me on. Okay, so the more you blog, the more people find you. So this is a Byron Bay blog. Obviously, and I picked it because it's obviously targeted at an area. Okay, someone stumbling upon this from New York probably will click away. But they have, some news, culture, video, accommodation. They have their Twitter links. Look, download a PDF, free PDF, fact sheet. I know it's very small, sorry. They've been going since May 2009. They've got a picture. It's Byron Bay. But basically, oh, look, schoolies. You know, you can see, you can do stuff with a blog. It doesn't have to be just a static page. This could obviously be improved, but it's got quite a lot of good stuff on. Plus, they're updating it regularly for new stuff. So again, this could be an idea for your Logan Women's blog. It can be your website / blog. It doesn't have to be the same site, but if it is, that I have my whole site as a blog because it gives me more traffic. So my .com is a blog, okay? But some people attach the blog behind their front page, so that's kind of up to you. But what it means is people have a reason to come back. So I might read your article on what do I do with my life. And then next week I see you've posted another article, which is how to find what you want out of life. And then I come back again next week and I can subscribe. This is a subscribe button. And I can subscribe by email or by a feeder, it's called. That's for a reader. So you can basically subscribe to that. Yes.
If someone subscribes, do they get a message when you've got something new up?
Yes. They actually get your article. So then, subscribers is what, as a blogger, you really, really want. You want people who love you enough who want to subscribe. Brilliant. Okay, but subscription is extra traffic, search traffic, kind of separate, because people who subscribed have found you and want to keep coming back. Okay, so that's one example of a blog. This is another one, New York Cares, the way to volunteer. So we wanted some volunteers, didn't we? So this is a good example. Again, February the 5th, so it's updated. Help us launch new projects. You know, it's very targeted at volunteers. There is a picture of a person. You can just about see that here. Not yet a volunteer. Almost makes you feel guilty, doesn't it? Sign up. and again, here, look. Sign up for our newsletter. Put your email address in and subscribe. Okay, so you guys can easily have this type of thing going. Alright, so a blog should be free or very cheap, okay? Start with a free one, as well as what we're happy about. So go to wordpress.com, you can have a blog up in 5 minutes, seriously. Choose your name, and it will be whatever.wordpress.com. Start there, have a play, okay? I've had 3 blogs now. The Creative Pen is my 3rd blog. My other 2 blogs, I got bored with. It has to be something that you're motivated by, but all of you are in careers that are motivating you and areas you care about, right? So, you know, all this can be based on your hobby, whatever, it's fine. Start here, have a play, get to know it. Within minutes, you will be able to go behind the scenes at WordPress to see how easy it is. And seriously, it's really easy. WordPress.org is when you want to go a bit further. So, for example, I moved from a .com to a .org, which is I pay for the hosting, which means I can do whatever I like with it. This is free hosted, so you don't pay anything. Okay, I'm with HostGator. I pay $7 a month to host my own site, so I can design it how I like, do what I like. Just $7 a month ain't that much, basically. Okay, so I have HostGator and I have WordPress.org. If you have problems, my friend Joel at this site can basically set you up a full WordPress blog for under $300. Okay, so that's basically for people who really just don't even want to go down the route of thinking about technology. There are people who will also do it cheaper, or you can get a freelancer. But this is what I mean, okay? Joel will set you up a fully functional blog for under $300. Most people get quoted $2,000-$3,000 to set up a website, which drives me nuts. Or you can do it yourself. If you go to becomeablogger.com, there are free video tutorials that will show you exactly how to set up your own WordPress blog. That's what I did. I set up my own through becomeablogger.com. Free videos. They also have a program that they will try and sell you, but those videos are enough to set up your own hosted blog. Brilliant stuff, okay? So, please don't pay more than $500. Do it yourself. Email me if you want any more resources. Seriously, it makes me crazy when people charge you so much money on this stuff. Okay, so that's blogging. Does anyone have any other basic questions on blogging? Because the hardcore tech stuff is kind of a separate session. Did you have a question?
Just on your desk.
Memory space. The free blogs, people have been blogging on them for years. And I have a hosted blog and I load audio every week, you know, 30 megabytes every week, and my hosting fee doesn't change. HostGator is excellent, in my opinion. I haven't even given you an affiliate link or anything. I'm just recommending them because I just find them very good. So I've never had any problem with bandwidth. You can also use cloud software, it's called now, when you store it somewhere else and just link it. But yeah. Yeah, that's getting a bit techy. Okay, any other questions on blogs before we... Anyone got a blog, apart from Cathy? Anyone else got a blog? No? Okay. Any interest sparked?
Yeah?
Okay. So I guess I should emphasise, again, if you think about a static website, okay, your Logan Women's site right now has one front page and maybe 12 other pages, right? One page for each thing. So maybe 13 pages on the internet. That's all Google can find about you guys is 13 pages. Compare that to my site, which now has over 310 pages of information packed with the same words over and over again in various combinations. You know, you can see why I get better traffic than your site. If you add a blog to your site, just think about how that will work, okay? And the amount of knowledge that you guys all have in your particular areas is phenomenal. So, you know, we're talking about the domestic violence thing. Say you've got all this information as well. You just need to put it into a tidier form. Say you say, all right, twice a week, I'm going to put a blog post up on something to do with this topic, domestic violence, in some form. Over a year, you're going to end up with, you know, over 100 pages. Now, I went a bit hardcore and said I'm going to do, you know, almost one a day and go hardcore. If you can maybe employ somebody else or get a volunteer to put your stuff online, that's even better. But just think, over time, because you guys are not going anywhere, right? This is not, you're not finishing your businesses next week. We're talking years. If you start now and you consistently add pages of articles on, you know, how to care for your old mum, how to care for a disabled child, how to, you know, for each of your topics, there are stacks of things you can write about. Even just, you know, your Logan community thing, you can intersperse things about Logan community with articles on various forms of counselling and, you know, all the things we talked about. So you can see that a blog can be this wonderful, you know, thing. Yes.
What I got from the last time we talked about this, Joanne, is that relationship. It's building your relationship. Because at first I'm thinking, well, if you give him all that stuff away while he's in the world coming to you, then that's the fact when you know someone better, you want to.
That's exactly right. And what I found is, and people say to me, why do you give away so much stuff for free? And I'm like, well, the more you give away for free, the more people want of you. It's absolutely true. And also the other things as well, they have comments. So people can leave you comments on your article, which is brilliant, because then you're like, wow. Yeah, feedback, you know, you can do surveys. I was telling you last time, I did a survey on my website. I said, what do you want? What do you want from me, basically? What in the next year, what would you like to know? Which is very powerful, right? Very powerful information. I put the blog site up. There's a free, it's called surveymonkey.com. It's very cheap. It's like $20 or something to survey as many people as you like. Then you do a link to the survey. I went on Twitter. I put it on Twitter. I got 450 people replying with whole stacks of stuff they wanted to know. That is enough information to keep me blogging for probably 2 years, answering all of their questions. So that was crazy good stuff. So blogs are brilliant, and once you get into it, it becomes more rewarding.
If someone posts a negative comment or feedback, Do you still keep it?
Well, it's up to you. Depends how they do. If they're a man going, all women should die, you wouldn't even let that. You as a moderator can stop comments being posted. So it will appear in you'll get an email that says, please moderate this comment. Then you can either choose yes or you can delete it.
Do you get to do that before it goes online for public?
Yes.
Because I was thinking
of the
potential.
Yes, you have the potential for some nasty complaints. Yes, very different to Facebook, yeah, very different, yeah. No, you can moderate comments, you can even turn off comments if you don't want comments. That's absolutely up to you, some people don't use them. You get a lot of spam, but WordPress has really good spam filters, so it blocks them and they go into a separate category and then you can just delete them, so yeah, pretty good. Okay, let's talk about social networks, and once we go through the other stuff, we'll see if I've answered your question about how things are different. Okay, social networks are just word of mouth. okay, but we say word of mouth on steroids because it's global, okay? It's just people telling people about things. So Kathy was saying earlier about how she went on Twitter and put a question and got people telling her stuff. She could have done that on Google and Google would have told her something, but these people told her something. So it's more powerful because it's word of mouth. But I've just told you about HostGator. You're more likely to take that recommendation than search for hosting companies online, right? Because there are millions of them. You know, and I stand by my recommendations, absolutely, and most people will. Even if they don't know you, they will still be honest, unless they're trying to sell you their own stuff. Okay, let's talk about Twitter. And why we've got the demographics is I don't want you to just think about the people you're trying to help. I also want you to think about the people you want to volunteer or give money. This is the thing. So Twitter, so 35 to 49 is the age group. I'm a massive Twitter panel user. I'm 35. self-employed or entrepreneurs, again, that's me. And I also use it on my mobile devices. I'm one of these. I am one of these people, absolutely. So if you want to target, so you wouldn't be targeting women who need counselling in Logan who are of a low socioeconomic status. They're not likely to be on Twitter, but people who could give you money or volunteer or whatever, government, you know, Kevin Rudd, all the politicians are on Twitter now, are there. So, and again, sometimes you actually do want, so your employee assistance programs, the managers of companies, and they're on Twitter, okay? So when you, actually, if you want to see if someone's on Twitter, it's easiest to go to Google and just type Twitter, Kevin Rudd, and it will bring up his Twitter page first. So if you have, like this grant, okay, this grant you're doing for your million, whatever, whoever that's going to, go find out about them. Go see what they're doing, where they are. I do this now. Whenever I am going to a workshop or whatever, I go and Google them, find them, and go on Twitter. I say hi. I'm coming to your workshop later. If that person is far more likely to be interested in me, yes, they are, than out of however many other people are there. So, yeah, think about how you can use Twitter. There's the Twitter for business thing here. I use Twitter for basically most of my business now. So relationship building is a really good, quick relationship thing because it's only 140 characters. There's none of this verbose, waffling, emailing stuff now. It's all just quick information. Very good for relationship building. Traffic. How I use Twitter. Well, I've got my Twitter stream. Oh, that's somebody else. I generally put out useful information which are linked to other people's sites. Around the internet, and then occasionally, well, about 20% of the time, I will put out my own link. So I write a new blog post every 2 days at the moment, every 2 to 3 days, and as soon as I write a new blog post, I'll put it out on Twitter. And for people, I've got about 11,500 people now following me on Twitter. So as soon as that goes out, a proportion of them are waiting, you know, are online or whatever, and they click through, and I get traffic. And if they like it, they retweet it, which goes to a whole load more people. It's a very, very powerful traffic system, but you can't just tweet your own stuff all the time. Okay? So it's all about being a resource. So tweet your niche. We've talked about niche. You understand that. And be useful. You guys are all useful anyway. Don't need to tell you that. This is a brilliant example. This charity is called Water. I'm going to show you how they're using Web 2.0. They have, I looked again yesterday, 1.3 million people now following them on Twitter, which is quite phenomenal, really, if you think about it. There's a link to their website, okay? So why Twitter is powerful is people get a message, they think it's interesting, they click through to see the person, and then they click through to your website, and then they can subscribe to your stuff, and you've got another person on your list. Can you see how that works? Just another spoke. So you want to be tweeting useful stuff. Also, you know, these guys are saying thank you. Make your gifts matter. Bet you they get some income from that. Okay, this is a charity. They're obviously working to help people, but they need money. Everybody needs money, right? Okay. So this is their website, and I want you to have a think about why this is a good website. And this goes through. This is just before Christmas. So there's the gift about the season, but what is Web 2.0 about the site? So we're talking about, you know, collaboration, working together. Yep, absolutely. There's a clear button, I guess. Get started. What I like is the members login. You're basically saying you're a member of this charity. You know, like you're saying you want guides to sign up. I'm a member of your site, you know. That's what you want. We have 200,000 men who are a member of Stop Violence, you know, things. That's powerful stuff, okay? Here, they're totally open. That, you know, this is open stuff, right? Lots of people would be scared with that. But again, thinking, I mean, and people publish, I put my Twitter numbers on my front page of my site because it's a badge that says, you know, you think something more of me because of that, right? This is a badge for them that says this is a good charity, and they're being, look at how many people they're helping, and look how many members there are, and look how many donations. Wow, that's really good. It makes me want to join in. It's like a successful charity. Okay, what else do they do? This is behind their site. Can you see that? Yeah. Create your profile. So they make it, you can see other people, you can meet other people who are joining in this charity. They also have this starter fundraising campaign. It's like a micro fundraising. So I can sign up and say, I want to fundraise for you. And they give me some tools and they let me invite other people to my fundraising campaign within their site. Now all of this takes a bit more technical setup, but I'm just trying to give you some ideas as to if you start involving people love this stuff. They want to be involved and they want to help. So your volunteer program, have a membership site on your Logan Women's page. So when they become a volunteer, they get to join up, they get to go into a members page, they can meet with other people. All of that can be done on a blog with some plugins. Again, it doesn't have to be expensive or hard. Tell everyone, they say this on their blog. They tell you to tell people. Okay, you have to tell people what to do sometimes. Which is great. So it basically says, you know, and talk about this. And proof. They have videos and pictures of all the people they help. Brilliant. Again, something that you might want to do, we'll talk about video, about, you know, maybe some video testimonials from some successful women who've come through your program. I'm no longer scared of whatever because I came to this group. You know, once you start brainstorming it, you can come up with some really good ideas. Again, these are little banners you can put on your website. People like me, bloggers, and there's lots of them now, millions of them, right, like to put stuff on their websites, and people like to put stuff on their Facebook profiles, and they like to show their affiliation. These are bits of code that you can put on your website. Again, it doesn't take much. It's really, really easy. You just need a little banner that people can do. It's not hard. It's like a fridge magnet on your website. Exactly right. It's called a widget. A widget. Okay, so this is, I guess, getting donors and volunteers. It's got to be easy and fun. So if you're looking for people to join your site, give money, make it easy, make it fun. Web 2.0 donors are people like myself, okay? I pretty much only give to organisations online. I pay with PayPal. You know, I give money by, you all know PayPal? Yeah? Okay, because I get a lot of income through PayPal, so I pay with PayPal. If you don't take PayPal, you know, that's a problem. I want to see stuff. Surfing regularly, I can easily compare two charities. There are websites that will compare your charity with another charity. I can easily do that, okay? So we might as well be honest about what's going on. And we also want to give immediately, okay? If I find something that, you know, hooks me right now, I'm more likely to just give money and then click away. Like there's a guy in the podcast community, his wife just died, it was really sad. And the podcast has put up a thing, give your spare change to fund to help them pay the funeral. They raised like $100,000 in a couple of weeks because it went round, you know, the community through just a link, basically. We don't want your print materials. We want you to be online. So put your free PDFs up. You know, put everything so it's downloadable and forms are online, and save yourself the money that you spend on print stuff. I think that's a really big thing these days. You don't need, like, I know this isn't relevant for this group, but there was a wedding, when I planned my wedding, I went to this, you know, the guy, and he gave me a whole pack of printed material. And I said to him, why did you do that? You just give me, tell me to go on your website and download your PDF of all the stuff you want me to read. Whereas he's spending that money. So think about that when you are, what you give people and when and how you do it. Do you really have to give them printed stuff? Can you just put it online? Sometimes it's much better for people to do that and cheaper for you. Public recognition, people like badges, widgets, you know, to be a member. I'm a member of your community, you know. And I've put a link there to it's a non-profit tech 2.0. You guys might want to go to that website. Okay, so this is the Kiva site we were just talking about. Kiva is this brilliant web entrepreneurial charity where basically you can give, they put individual people up. You can see, you can't really see her face, but individual people around the world ask for money. So she's asked for $800 to do something. With buy a bicycle, something like that, and then I can give $25 and it goes, and I can say I want it to go to her, or I can, and then they pay it back. It's a micro lending site, so I give my $100. So I gave $100, it went to this lady, then my $100 got paid back to me, and I give it to somebody else. Brilliant idea, but I get to put my loans on my website, so then people see that and they go, "That's interesting." Click on it, they get another person. This charity is entirely online, basically. Fantastic. Kiva. Okay. So, do people sort of answer? Was that all about Twitter? That's that word 2.0 and donors. Yeah. Any questions about that type of stuff? It's a micro loan charity. So I give $100 to Kiva. They give it to the person I said to go to. She paid it back, goes into my Kiva account, and then I can re-give it. I won't get it back personally, but I can re-give it the same money. But I can see that. Yes, and I paid it with PayPal. Yes. Yeah, but what's so nice is they've kept that money, has gone into their system, but I see it, it's transparent. Yeah, basically. Even with $100. Nice. Okay, let's do Facebook, because Facebook, women over 55, the biggest demographic on Facebook and growing, okay? I know. Middle-aged women loving Facebook. It's amazing. So Facebook is not tech, it's not really. Yeah. Okay, so, but, you know, 350 million, okay, if you, again, Facebook advertising might be good for you. Build a fan page. Where's this Facebook.com Logan Women's Community? I couldn't find it. Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. Who's going to do it? Exactly. Yeah, you need a Web 2.0 volunteer.
Yes.
No. You don't look to train volunteers. You get a volunteer who can do this stuff. I bet you if you put it out there, you'll find someone. Yeah. Don't look to train anyone. Find someone who loves this stuff already. Yeah, who wants to do it. So we are looking for a volunteer to do our social networking and our website. You get someone. Yeah, exactly. Who wants to do this? Who would manage your Facebook site? Fantastic. And it would be fun for them. Yeah. Yeah.
To put on blog
and Facebook page. Yeah. Okay. I think that's your action then. You actually advertise for a volunteer to do your Web 2.0 stuff.
I think volunteer
coordinator. Just some ideas, guys. But I know this stuff takes time. I spend an incredible amount of time doing all this stuff, but because I see the results, that's why I'm so passionate about it. Okay, so fan pages, you can just Google how to build a Facebook fan page. It's really easy. But then, of course, you need to interact. So you can see here, Andre posted about this program, and then you can, you know, as someone in charge of that site, you need to interact with people. So I interact on my own page, for example. This is the Sydney Writers Centre page. I just thought I'd bring it up. You can see they've got 806 fans. So you can, again, you can link your blog to your Facebook, you can link your Twitter to your Facebook, it can all interact together, and people can, so again, that's 806 people you can directly message on Facebook, again, with your newsletter, your fundraising, your whatever. Very good stuff. But you can also do a causes app, so you can actually create a cause, you know, men against domestic violence cause, that people can then put on their Facebook site, and other people will see it and click through. Very powerful, again. Yeah, you guys can click through the links when you get the slide. Okay, that was quick on Facebook, I know. I use Facebook, but I'm not a huge Facebook user because Twitter is my number one thing. Twitter, blogging, podcasting, my thing. You need to choose your thing. Some people are incredibly successful on Facebook. I am there, but yeah, not massive. Any other questions? Mm-hmm. Okay. You can just search for Facebook volunteer. It should bring up
Facebook.
Or you can just go into Facebook and search within Facebook. Okay, let's start speeding up a bit of time. Okay, so YouTube. I think this surprised you guys last time. You know, 54% 35 to 64, only 19% 25 to 34. MySpace for younger people, YouTube, and 61% higher earners. Okay, so YouTube is fantastic. There's a whole load of non-profit organisations on YouTube. The one example that I gave last time, again, it's the Born Free campaign. Anyone seen the Lion Called Christian YouTube video? Everybody? Anyone not seen it? Go watch it. Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You, with the lion. This makes you cry. But basically, you know, these two people raised his lion cub and then released him and then they meet up with him. It's just very emotional. The book is a New York Times bestseller and is selling all over the world. Their video hit, 4 million views. That was 13 million views for this video. Don't you think the Born Free Foundation got a lot of extra money? Okay, this is when you click through from their YouTube site. You get, this is their homepage. You can adopt a lion, buy the DVD, buy the book, and they do various campaigns. Okay, so those YouTube videos, how much exposure and money did that do for them? Massive, massive.
And then tell them it's
yes, but that's their YouTube page.
Yeah.
And look, if you click there, that's going to take you to their website. But you can also put your website within the text when you upload a video. So always put your website in the text of the video. So people were like, oh, love this, click through, adopt a lion. You know?
And is that the same for like, when you go into Facebook, put your website
Yes, like the spokes. Yeah. Exactly right. You need to put that everywhere. Because the whole purpose is to bring people back.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the kind of YouTube. This is from my YouTube account. I don't have massive amounts of videos. I'm trying to do more. I'm showing you this. Well, one, you can see my traffic is kind of slowly, you know, going up. But here, look at this. My demographic is pretty much 45 to 64. Can you see that down the bottom? That's over 50% is over 45. Now, I'm 35. I assumed my market was kind of my age. Just because you just do, you think you're writing for yourself. But they're all older than me. And look at this, female 54, men 46. Almost half and half. I wasn't expecting that either. I thought it would be mainly women. My site's kind of red and got some, you know, kind of a bit girly. Anyway, so, and look at this. This is Australia, this is where my videos are being shown. Australia, America. Okay, now I know around 80% of my web traffic is from America. So that's usually good, right? Good stuff. So I want you to think about that when you think about video for your site. I've waved my nano at you, okay? $150 for the nano. Do some stuff, okay? Don't be embarrassed about your face, because we all are. You know, what is it? What is Saks by Kathy? Explain. You know, put it on your site. People love it. They need a bit of interaction. You know, how to cope with getting fired, or, you know, how to talk to your boss about a raise, or whatever else. You know, how to, whatever you want to do. Do these little short videos, under 3 minutes is really what you're aiming for, or just your front page welcome. Welcome to Logan Ruins Community Centre. You know, you've got a lovely face, a lovely smile. You know, welcome to Logan Ruins, you know. Whatever, you've got lovely faces. Well, this is the thing. I just want you to think about, what could you use video for that's not to, you know, sit down and do a professional video, it takes forever. Just do some quick little short ones and, you know, put them up there. Like, I did one that actually was after this, so it's not on there, but I did one which was, I did how to write a novel in a month last year, and was, you know, just what I learned today about writing a novel, you know, and I did these every couple of days, and they were really popular, because I was sharing my own feelings about writing. People really connected with that. Just me talking, that's all it was.
Would you think it would be quite important to try and update them regularly, like not take the same thing for a year?
Yeah, well, YouTube is just like blogging and Twitter and all of this. If you don't put stuff up regularly, it's not going to do much for you. So that's what I mean about choosing what you like. So I don't do hardcore videos because I do more audio, so I'll probably move more into video. What's happening with video is Google's bought a voice recognition software. Google owns YouTube, okay? And they bought a voice recognition software which is now going to scan videos and index them for text based on, yeah. So think about that. So once Google has speech recognition, it will start indexing your videos based on what you're talking about. Powerful stuff. Okay? So you can see how all of this together works. Okay, I won't talk about LinkedIn because, except to say, check out how much people are earning and check out who they are. So if you actually do actually employee assistance program, I should mention LinkedIn. Are you already on LinkedIn?
No.
You should be on LinkedIn then. Anything that is professional, resume based should be on LinkedIn. I use LinkedIn for my IT consultancy primarily.
If you could go on to the LinkedIn spot,
yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it would be. Mm-hmm. You can advertise on here, you can do non-profit groups. You can, yeah, there's all sorts of charities. So, for example, I joined Outward Bound, I've joined Kiva. Again, just to show what I'm interested in, and then that appears on various people's sites. I won't do that. Okay. So, I guess that's kind of it for the, what else have I got? Okay, yeah, alright. Any questions on video and that type of thing, I guess, because I've really gone really fast. But does anyone feel like they might do some video?
Yeah. Easy peasy.
Easy peasy, yeah.
Yeah, because I thought I was saying in the break that I thought a teenage girl got a YouTube video, and she's made lots of videos.
Yeah, movie maker. Yeah.
And she just got a trophy from YouTube for being one of the top 100 sites in Australia. And so I can just go home and go, okay.
I'm ready now. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's really into that stuff. And so it's just getting the internet thinking, isn't it?
It is. Mm. And it's trying, and because, you know, none of us are teenagers, it's getting away from that I have to be professional in everything I do type of approach. Like, if I put a video out there, it has to be scripted, I have to sit in front of the camera and be very serious, and, you know, and that's not how it is anymore, online, with blogs, with social networking, with video, with anything. It can be literally 3 minutes of, why do you like Logan Women's Community Centre? You know, I like it because I'm a friend here. That's it. 2 minutes, 1 minute, 30 seconds, stick it on YouTube.
It seems to me, Jo, that eventually, I can't sort of think the logic of it, because if eventually, globally, everyone's online, everyone's
you know, microloaning and giving to charities and etc. Don't we get saturated at some point, or do we each have our own little community?
That's what happens. You have your own little community. You've got to remember your, I mean, in a way this is good, in a way it's bad, okay? You have your niche. Okay?
The niche thing
is what you come back to, okay? And that can be your work niche and your personal interest niche. Okay, my husband is a statistician. He's not interested in doing much on that. He loves fountain pens. He goes online to talk about fountain pens and, you know, research fountain pens. He's got a little niche globally with fountain pens. Is he going to find anyone to sit and have coffee with and talk about pens? No. But he can go on this forum and they all buddy up and share ink and stuff.
It's a niche, alright?
It is a niche, but there's one guy who services it, who has a blog, who does ink reviews and sells ink from his site. Is he making a killing? Yes, he is. You know, that's a niche, right? That's niche thinking. So with your community, okay, and again, you think about this personally too, because I had to think about it. It was, what do I want to be obsessive about and spend my time obsessing with?
But then I'd be the ideal client. That's what I really got out of Michael's training.
Yeah.
Rather than trying to, like, I think we all think we don't want to cut people out because we're scarcity.
Yeah.
But in actual fact, if you think of millions, you actually want to cut all the people.
Yes, you do. Yes, that's exactly right.
Your perfect client.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You do. Yeah.
I have something really specific.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not shifting for mind and I don't really know
how to do it,
what we were wanting to do was we wanted to add a page to our website. And I just did this in Word, and I'm not like graphics or whatever. But I was trying to show an example to get a web person to come and make a page that looked something like this. And this was about attaching to our Working Against Violence Support Service website. This is actually the Integrated Community Response, which some of you may have heard of, and we're actually trying to, you know, and it's about linking in all the services and agencies in the region, and we have a requirement to do that for the police and, you know, Relationships Australia and you guys, you know, and actually having a community partnership. What we're trying to do is have a plan for the whole year of activities and events and things, and we're going to put it on this. But then my technical person at work said that I couldn't do that because our website wasn't, like, I couldn't make a page that looked anything like this and have it all together at one. It would have to be like four pages.
Because your setup wasn't designed to look like that.
Yeah. So, can I do that if I use one of these?
All of these sites, okay, blog sites and websites, WordPress comes in a way that you can design it. So you can have two columns, three columns, it can be on the left, it can be on the right, you can have header up here, whatever. They're customizable. I don't know what software you use, so I don't know. Obviously, there are always going to be some restrictions on the stuff you want. Because of the software, so I would agree with her that there are restrictions. I can't tell you whether or not you can do that. You can do lots of things, but if you already have a website going, then you're not going to change the whole thing. You might have a / blog and add your blog, or a / calendar and have a calendar, if that's what it sounds like. So we can't really do really technical stuff.
So could Linda and set up that separate website that $6 a month or whatever you're talking about, and then
you can have that.
Do it the way you want.
Yeah. Well, then you can design it how you like.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you talk to your person about WordPress and see what they say.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe your tech person
could talk to you. Well, I don't do set up myself. But
your friend, the other one.
Yeah, Joel. I'm trying to write novels actually at the moment. It's my primary thing. and trying to help people write novels. So I try not to do too much of the tech stuff for people. Mm-hmm. I teach people how to do it themselves, basically. Okay, that's red. We've only got 5 more minutes, so we won't go back into sharing. But I guess one thing I really wanted to emphasise is the fact that you need to learn some of the stuff. If any of it has been interesting to you, which I hope some of it has been, like you've picked up a few things that are interesting, then go and learn more about that area. So if you like the idea of blogging, go look at some of the sites I talked about, go and learn a bit more about blogging. If you like YouTube, learn about that. I can only give you an overview in this session. You do have to learn some more to actually do it properly and not waste your time. But the stuff we did before, you know, in the first half about deciding on things, I think that you've all kind of, nodding, you know, kind of got that. So once you've decided that, then go into all of these tools and things, and it will be much more effective than floundering around trying to, you know, target everybody. This is the change slide. So yeah, you may have to change your mind about some things, and you may have to change other people's minds, and that's hard thing. It's worth picking up. Please come back. Changing to other people's minds is quite difficult. But so find evidence of various things. Like if you need some money to do it, or you're going to other people, you know, demonstrate evidence of other people. I've shown you other sites that are doing this stuff that you can use as examples. Like, you know, we'd like you to have a look at our Logan Women's webpage. Here's some examples of other sites that we like. How can we make it more like this type of thing? So change, you know, help change people. But the other thing is it's blue sky. You can do anything you like now. It's brilliant. Okay, you can. You can go and do a little video of the footballers and put it up immediately on a website. You know, you can do this stuff very easily with very little money, which is good. Like you're saying, like with your husband who's a music therapist, he could be doing this stuff. I also want you to think, I didn't mention this before really, but I want you to think broader than just where you are. So not just Logan Women's Community Centre, you know, I mentioned last time as well. Write an e-book that is how to run a women's community centre and sell it to other people around the world, giving you extra income. You know, your little start-up catering business? You know, yeah, that's yours. Write a little document, an e-book, how to start your own catering business, or how to do healthy food in the community.
Oh, and set your interest with care.
Yeah, exactly.
Book,
yeah, there you go. I can help you with self-publishing.
Let me know.
Put it
on Amazon.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, I'll donate those to your community centre if you like, and you can help me with them. So basically, think blue sky. Think, what do I really want to do? And then have a go at it, you know. And please try the video, try the audio, try the... I was just saying, this is like $100, this is $50. You know, you have speakers who do stuff, tell them that they need to record themselves, and then you take the MP3, put it online, and you can give it away, or you can sell it, or whatever. Help more people than the people who are just in this room. Okay? Really important. I think that's important, especially some of your messages. Some people will not come to this community centre, but some people will download an MP3 that says how you can make it through your day with depression. You know, that type of thing. Yeah, there's so many ideas. Okay. So the slides will be at thecreativepen.com/Logan. And the slides are there right now, so you can download those now. I will put the recording up sometime today, so it should be there tomorrow. If it's okay, I'm using a new one, so I'm hoping the quality's all right. I'll put it up, or I'll put a sign up that says it wasn't very good.
If you like, I'll email the link out to the
Yeah, absolutely, and you can use that. So we've just got a few more minutes. Have you got any other questions? Yes.
I think the main thing that stops me from just going out and doing a video and putting it up for the same way is all that protocol behind the scenes of the partner community funders, and what if they don't like it, you put something out, you didn't get approval, somebody complains, you know. And I tend to think that stops us a lot with things, you know. If you write a blog and you didn't get some legal person to check it first, and you made a mistake, and
Well, there are ways around that. I mean, obviously, if you have a personal blog, that's different. You can do what you like. You pretty much do what you like. If you are funded, then you'd have to be going through various hoops for that. You can get somebody legal to give you a disclaimer to write on your site, or that says, with your hair and stuff, you're quite distinctive. You know, you could have your picture, and then these are the opinions and expressions of you only, and this is, you know, you can do stuff to make it only your, you know, your information. But you're right, there are definitely some things. But I mean, that those videos of footballers saying why they don't beat their wife or whatever, why are people going to object to that type of stuff? And if people give you permission, like you say to them, look, I'm going to take this video and we'd like to put it on our website. Is that okay? If you feel you need written permission, get written permission. And then it's all good. The other thing is, you still control that material. If you put it up and then there's a big outcry, you take it down.
Yeah.
And apologise.
It's amazing how much exposure they get for the women's Facebook site and the tell.
That's a really good point. Even just somebody seeing your name and seeing you here, seeing you there, means that when you give them a pitch for money, they go, oh, we've seen that name before. Recognition.
Brand
recognition.
And they all approach two friends about. We didn't actually approach any of those.
That's great. That's really good.
A synchronistic relationship.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, I've got to finish because Cathy's got her time.
Yeah.
Thank you all for your time, and I really enjoyed it. Please do email me if you have any other questions. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jo.
All right.
I really appreciate you coming along and doing those.
No worries.
And look.